Over to Met Erin now, and it's Michelle Dillon.
Thank you very much, Maggie. Well, it's going to be wet and fairly windy at times over the next few days, though it will be a little milder with the rain. It is going to turn colder, though, into the weekend, and it'll still be windy for a time with showers, some of them wintry. But it's mainly dry at first this morning with any mist and fog quickly clearing, but becoming increasingly cloudy with rain and drizzle spreading from the southwest and west through the morning and afternoon, continuing into the evening. It'll become windy too, with southerly winds increasing fresh to strong and gusty with gales in western and northern coastal parts. Highest temperatures 9 to 13 degrees. The rain and drizzle will clear southeastwards tonight with clear spells and some scattered showers following. The winds will be moderating too. Lowest temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees. After a mainly dry start tomorrow, outbreaks of rain will become fairly widespread by the afternoon, some of it heavy. The rain will clear southeastwards through the afternoon, but showers will follow, and some of them will be heavy too, especially further north. Now, it is going to become increasingly windy through the day, with strong to near gale force westerly winds developing, veering northwesterly, with gales again in some coastal parts. Highest temperatures of 8 degrees in the north, up to 13 degrees in the south. The showers and winds will ease once again on Thursday night, with lowest temperatures of 1 to 5 degrees. Now, an area of low pressure looks set to bring some heavy rain on Friday, especially to southern areas with some localised flooding, and it'll be rather blustery too in the south. Now, there is a small chance that this area of low pressure could deepen further to give more general windy conditions. It's going to turn colder then for the weekend, with highest temperatures by day of just 5 to 8 degrees. It's going to be rather windy on Saturday with fairly widespread showers, some of hail and sleet and some of snow too, especially in the north over higher ground. But the showers will generally have died away for Sunday. And while it'll still be blustery for a time, the winds will gradually ease on Sunday too. And then good news, mainly dry for the early days of next week with some sunshine and light winds. But however, it is going to be cold with some frost and fog or freezing fog. And to recap for today, rain spreading eastwards accompanied by strengthening southerly winds. That's it for now. Take care.